There are many doors in life, leaving behind the stories of our lives. And Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill passed by a hotel wondering what tales its doors could tell.
I go in and out of doors all the time. I rarely take notice of them. However, one day I noticed several doors hanging in an old derelict motel near Easton on Route 50. Its doors were severely weathered. I found the sight of them compelling. I stopped to have a closer look. The motel was brick, a one-story affair. There was surprisingly little rubble in the courtyard. A few panes of glass remained in window frames. Inside, some units I saw scattered junk, old furniture, metal cabinets. In one unit sat a small alcohol stove. A couple of plastic chairs were arranged as if for conversation, and there were two mattresses on the floor. The motel still provided hospitality pro bono to some less fortunate travelers on their journey to another and hopefully better life somewhere on the Delmarva. Most doors stood half open, declaring that even in its twilight days that the motel was still game to welcome indigent travelers. Summer cars head for the beach seeking the sun and fun of the Delmarva coastline. They're from Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. For the last several years, they will have passed this abandoned motel and probably never noticed it. The only witness left to honor its contributions to the life of past summer migrations were its doors. The doors still hung on their frames, still able to open and close. A few locks worked. Some units could still provide one of the door's most important functions to safely secure its inhabitants for the night. For many, the word motel does not imply class. The elegant say that the word hotel or inn does. Colonial inns have been romanticized, although then they weren't all that great. You got a bed, but no hot and cold running water, no heating in winter, nor screens on the windows in the summer, or even air conditioning. No toilets, only a chamber pot or a privy. Strangers shared your bed. Today, in the humblest of motels, we take our amenities for granted. Unit number 9 fascinated me most. Shadows played around the curled folds of peeling paint. The door looked very old. In its years of service, I wondered, what had this door overheard? I imagined that the face of that door, like the faces of some of the many aged men and women I have come to know, for whom each wrinkle that time has etched into them had a story. These doors, weathered and wrinkled, had become a silent witness to stories which will be lost to history. In today's increased longevity, we have a burgeoning population filled with stories waiting to be told to those who are willing to listen. Who will hear their stories and then share them with the next generation? It's tragic to think how many of those stories will be lost. The motel was finally razed. Nothing remained. I felt sad. Doors open before us, they close behind us. One day, a door will finally close behind us for the last time. And I wonder, though after the door closes behind me, will I have entered a whole new story that has been there all the while, waiting for me to hear it, but remained unheard since the door had not yet been opened to me? George Merrill on the shore.